AM 760 KFMV presents Auto Talk with host Brian Bowerson. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now. 1-800-760-KFMV. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian right now. 1-800-760-KFMV.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Sorry if you heard that double lead in. That was weird, but all good. They also tried to lock us out of the studio this morning with a new keypad thing, but here we are. We got in. All you got to do is beat on the door long enough. Somebody will open it eventually. All right, folks. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. I hope you all had a wonderful tea day out there. Eating, filling up your bellies, good food, good times, safe, no drinking and driving, like I always say. Please don't do that. Anyway, this morning, Kevin decided to go to the desert with his son. Michelle decided to join me. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Welcome to Auto Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Michelle is my fleet services manager for the West Automotive Group. Does an amazing job with all the companies that we work with servicing their vehicles. And for some reason, she wanted to come talk on the radio. I don't know.
It's fun.
It's fun. Where's your headset?
None of them are working.
Oh.
I can't hear anything.
Can't hear anything. Okay. Well,
I'm deaf
today. Eventually, you'll get it figured out one way or another. Pick up the one you had and push the button that says on, and then the headset should work. Does it work now? Does that work?
Nope.
Oh. All right. They're all broken. Well, Justin will help us out here in a minute when he gets a chance, so all good.
All good.
We'll get it figured out. Just keep bumbling around over there like you think you know what you're doing. And so, it's all good. Anyway, mine works. So, hey, welcome to Auto Talk Radio, folks. We're happy to have you here with us this morning on this wonderful Thanksgiving morning. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified for over 27 years now. 26 years, 27 years. Boy, I'm losing count somewhere along the way. 27 years, I think it's going to be here shortly. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved and smog certified out there in El Cajon, taking care of folks in East County for over 6 years for sure. Along with West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue. Right around the corner from the studio here in central San Diego, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for 3 years now, heading to. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, previously Miramar 76 Service Center and Transmissions over at Miramar Road and East Gate Mall in the Golden Triangle. That store is AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there since April when we molded in with Dan. All of the employees at West Automotive Group and myself come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us that we take care of you like family. We never recommend a service or repair to anybody that we wouldn't recommend to our mother, father, brother, sister, etc. Important that we take care of all of our customers like family. You stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We can help you out, especially these holiday times when you need to spend the money on getting the little fellers and gals presents for Christmas and things like that. And money's kind of tight. You have an automotive issue going on. We can help you out with that. And you can take up to 6 months, no interest, get it paid off, not have to take the whole hit in one time. You can also stop in to take advantage of our no-charge CertiCare transmission diagnosis. You think you have a transmission problem? Get in and let us check it out for you. A lot of times we do see vehicles that people have been recommended to replace a transmission or a transmission repair, and it's not even transmission related. We want to know that, get it figured out, get the right thing fixed for you. The great thing about all of the locations of the West Automotive Group, we not only have transmission experts, but we also our master technicians, so all other parts of the car. So if you got a problem, we know right away it's not transmission related. We go on, we can diagnose it for you, et cetera. Get you all taken care of, one stop, no issues, back on the road. Some of the longest warranties in the nation, nationwide minimum warranties for us are 2 years, 24,000 miles. So get your vehicle in. We also have free shuttle rides to or from work or home for you at all locations, along with low-cost rental vehicles. So stop in and check us out. or check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com, where you can also click through to any Auto Talk radio segments that you missed and also see my Auto Man segments, where I'm the Auto Man on the CW every Friday morning news and Friday evening news every week. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can email us anytime also at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call this morning, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. If you're awake and want to chat about something automotive related, give us a shout. Always happy to hear all your stories, etc. Right now, before we get rolling, we are talking about how to go about picking a quality automotive service and repair facility before you need one's a good time to do so. Whether you're located here in San Diego and we can help you out, or anywhere in the nation, this we're going to talk about some tips on that. Before we do that, let's grab Larry in Oceanside real quick. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, your brother's not there today?
No, he went to the desert with his son, their motorcycle ride. And he sent me pictures, man. It's beautiful out there. I was thinking, man, I should have gone to the desert.
Finally gave him a day off, huh?
Yeah, yeah. How's it going, Larry? What do we got?
I'm a customer, and I got a 2007 Nissan with 172,000 miles on it. It's mostly just a little bunny hopper around for my wife driving around town.
Nissan, what model Nissan, Larry?
It's a Sentra SE.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
You about 50,000 miles ago, you did the transmission, and that's got one of those sealed transmission things. But you said to go ahead, do it, and
service
you know,
it
to save the transmission.
Mm-hmm.
The service, and now I got a 744 code on it, and it says solenoid intermittent, and it could be everything from dirty fluid to a loose wire, you know,
correct,
in the solenoid.
Correct.
Should I just bring it in for a service, or do I have to do the whole diagnostic thing?
We need to actually check that out and figure out what exactly is going on with it. If it is a solenoid that's sticking, or if it is a high resistance in a solenoid, get that taken care of, because continual operate, and when that thing's having an issue, we don't want it to cause any other damage in the trans. So, yeah. I get in, because, and I got to be honest with you, Larry, it's a great call on that, because when you get those things, when they come up and they get them taken care of right away, usually we prevent extensive transmission damage on most things, and it's a simple repair compared to, you know, obviously if you damage the transmission, that turns into lots of dollars and time.
Yeah. Should I just have another service, you know, the transmission, the fluid? And
well, if it's been 50,000, yeah, if it's been 50,000 miles, I would definitely have it serviced for sure. It's due. We can do that at the same time and save you a little money there, especially if we're doing a solenoid or something like that, because we have to get into there anyway to replace it or repair the wiring if there's an issue.
And that can be done in like one day, right? It's not a big thing.
Yeah. What I would do is just hop on and make an appointment to get her in, and then yes, usually. Not a problem, unless the only time that it becomes an issue is if we have to wait on a part or something like that. But that's unforeseen stuff. But for the most part, yes.
Okay, I'll call today and set up something and get it in there in the morning and stuff. I come from Oceanside, so I'm a loyal customer. So
well, we appreciate that, Larry. We're happy to help you out. Yeah, Matt's working today. Give him a shout over there, and he'll be happy to get you set up.
Okay, yeah. Good guy.
Great talking to you, Larry.
All right, talk to you later.
Take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye. So. Great, great transmission question, and we always want to catch them before they become an issue. If you let it go and it becomes a bigger issue, then what happens, Michelle?
Then your solenoid.
Your transmission will have an internal failure.
Yes, right. That too.
That too. It's all good. Michelle doesn't fix cars. She helps people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay that you don't know what's wrong with the inside of them.
I know how to do an oil change.
Yes, I know you do. So, but so if you own a company and we're helping you out and stopping by to see you, Michelle will be the smiling face that stops in to see you to get you helped out. She handles all of our fleet stuff, which... all the big companies and small companies that we deal with and help them with their vehicles. She's always there to make sure that they're taken care of properly through our organization. And that's one of the great things that we do, because we have many arms.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. So good stuff. Well, I hope everybody out there, like I said, had a great Thanksgiving and a great Turkey Day. You can give us a call here, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. So have you ever been in a situation where you needed your car repair and you didn't know what to do?
Several times.
Not since you worked with us, but...
No, and prior to as well.
Yeah, correct. But before that, I mean, you know, have a car, you have an issue, you're new to an area, you don't know where to go, or you've, you know, maybe... You know what I run into a lot, too, is folks that were like maybe... especially older folks may be married and their spouse is gone.
Yeah, and then now all of a sudden took care of everything for them.
Exactly. So it becomes a scenario where, hey, all of a sudden something happens. You didn't really think about this and now you're stuck. So one of the things we're talking about this morning is making sure that, you know, you kind of get your ducks in line. You know what you're going to do if you have an issue with your vehicle. So, and I talk to a lot of people, even outside of San Diego County, that will ask, like, you know, how would I go about finding a quality auto repair facility just in case? And there's a lot of great information from that. So what I say is, you know, you don't want your vehicle breaking down or becoming overdue for service. You move into an area or whatever, and you just don't have somebody. Doing your research prior is really great. That way, if it takes a lot of stress out.
Absolutely.
Something. One thing I can tell you is that here in California, the Bureau of Automotive Repair has to investigate thousands of complaints filed yearly with them for unsatisfied customers wanting help with their automotive repair or servicing issue that went wrong at a repair facility. In other words, this consumer picked the wrong repair facility. But I'm not going to blame it on them because most people don't know how to go about picking a quality facility. You should figure out who you're going to take your vehicle to so that it gets fixed right the first time, which is something we always talk about. One of the big, big things that I really love is AAA, and all of our facilities are AAA certified for a reason. And I'll tell you why. Number one, AAA really yearly checks in, make sure even more than yearly, quarterly stops by. But yearly they do a big inspection. You have to show all the tools. You have to every quarter make sure you're following all the requirements, have the certified technicians, all these items that make for a quality first-time repair, right?
Yeah.
Without them, you know, I mean, anybody can open the hood and throw something in and shut the hood again, right?
Yeah, and I've been to a handful of those quote-unquote mechanics. And it gets scary because you never really know what's going on, mm-hmm. you know? And prior to being part of the West Automotive Group, I had a mechanic who I trusted fairly, for the most part. But it and just driving around town, seeing all the different automotive repair shops, mm-hmm. you know, it's few and far between. You see that AAA certified up on their windows.
Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that. Yeah. It takes a lot of work to get, number one. But we do it, number one, to show that our commitment and our quality to quality auto repair and our commitment to our customers. I mean, that's what it's about. So that's what I tell. That's the number one thing. And the really cool, it's something really cool about AAA most people don't know. If you're looking and you want to find a AAA approved facility, you don't need to be AAA approved to do so.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you can actually go on their website, AAA National. And here in California, it's AAA-California.com. And you can put in your zip code. You go to automotive service and repair, and you put in your zip code, and it will show you all the AAA approved repair facility.
Nice.
Yeah, in your area. And you can make it within 10 miles, within 5 miles. It'll ask what kind of car you have, et cetera, stuff like that. So and you can do that anywhere that you're at in the nation, though. You can go to the national website, and it does the same thing. So if you're in a place you don't know, you've moved to a new place, you're not here. If you're here in Southern California or in San Diego, you should be coming to the West Automotive Group. We all know that.
Well, of course. We've got 4 convenient locations to serve you.
That's perfect. Michelle's my walking commercial. Anyway, but great way to – that's one of the first steps I tell people. And what's extremely important with AAA is another thing is customer CSI rating has to be a 92% or better to keep your AAA status year. Yeah. And there's 5 categories that they monitor that question-wise, you know, making sure vehicles are serviced properly and customers are taken care of, et cetera. They do that on a continuous basis throughout the year. No one else monitors facilities that closely. The Bureau of Automotive Repair deals more on the back end when something went wrong than that's just what they do. I mean, that's what they're inundated with complaints
like
and things
principal.
Like that.
The principal of the
They are. They're
industry.
The person that, yeah. So if something goes wrong, that's when people end up talking to them. It's typically not, And you know, they handle all the licensing mm-hmm. in the state of California for all auto repair. But boy, there's a lot of auto repair places, as you said. I mean, so it can be a very difficult task to, besides making sure they have a license and they paid their fee every year, there's not a whole lot that they do to certify a facility.
On the front end.
Well, yeah, you're right. And in California, you're not required to be a licensed technician to work on a vehicle.
That blows me away.
It does.
It blows me away.
When electricians need to be licensed in that to work on things.
When everybody else needs to be licensed.
They do. So like up in Canada, they have a four-year program that you have to go through to become an apprentice. Well, you start to be apprentice to become a journeyman, a tech automotive technician or truck technician. Yeah, they're pretty serious about it up there. Here,
you get
a little toolbox and a wrench. You can have at it almost any place.
That's scary.
It is very scary. So that's another reason why at the West Automotive Group, we hire ASE certified technicians only.
Yes.
For a reason for that, because that is the nationwide certification for automotive technicians, plain and simple. And it's the only way for us to regulate, say, hey, this guy's a master tech. He's passed all the things and that, you know. So, and we want to make sure that we have the best technicians working on your vehicle. We want the best result, you know, in once, fixed out, come back later when you need another service or something else is wrong.
Absolutely.
That's the way we prefer to do things at the West Automotive Group. So it's one of those things that we do. But so AAA is one of the great things. And then I also tell folks, you know, once you do your research, find a qualified facility. If you know somebody that's been going there, talk to them.
Yeah.
If they've been going there for 20 years and they've been happy, then it's probably decent. I also tell folks, hey, you know what you should do? Stop in and check the place out before you need it.
Yes. There are so many places where you walk into and you can just feel like it's not somewhere where you should be, or their waiting room is not.
Well, you see like it's not someplace you should not be.
Yeah. And that was one thing that when I first was introduced to West Automotive, is they've got these beautiful waiting rooms for their customers. They've got couches and magazines, and it's always nice and clean. Like, it's not a scary, dark, dim lit shop.
Some place that you don't mind hanging out for a few minutes if you have
Absolutely.
To while your vehicle's getting serviced or repaired, or while you're waiting to pick it up or drop it off or
Absolutely.
Whatever. There's a reason to that. My philosophy has always been, you know, we treat people the way you want to be treated. So, and I don't want to stand in a room where I can't sit down because I look around and I'm scared to sit down. don't want anything jumping on me when I sit down. That's a bad
Yikes.
Can be a bad thing. So the point to that is, yeah, absolutely. You know, customer service and that. And also, not only do we hire ASE certified technicians to do all the work on your vehicle, but the service consultants are also ASE certified for a reason, because they're the best, and they go to school also, customer service, to make sure automotive-wise we're taking care of you properly. So you will find some of the most smiling, happy, Absolutely. Ready to help you folks at all four of our locations without question. And their job is to make sure, you know, advise you properly.
You understand
what's going on. Yeah. We do a great job at that. We really do. And that's because everybody's been trained well to do so. Why? Because we feel an informed customer is a happy customer.
Absolutely. And they explain it all in detail. And they want to make sure that you understand your options. I've been into automotive repair places where they're like, oh, yeah, you just need a new transmission. Well, what?
What?
Okay. And our El Cajon location was that really first jumped out at me. Jessica, the El Cajon location, the way that she explains it to customers blew me away. Like, I don't know anything about automotive repair, and the way that she had clapped it out for a customer, I was like, oh, I could totally follow that. It completely makes sense.
And that's what all of our people do, depending on which location at and who you're. But most of the folks that have been working, like Chris and Jessica, are out there. And I know mm-hmm. you spent some time out there in the beginning when you came to work with us quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick is in Kearney Mesa, and Rennell, amazing job. Jamie and Todd in Miramar, amazing job. And then, of course, up in Escondido, we have Tim's the manager, and Matt and Bill and Scott, all there to help you.
I love listening to them on the phone explaining to our customers what's going on with their vehicles.
They do an amazing job.
They really do.
They do, for sure. For sure. All right, folks, this morning we're talking about, you know, how to go about picking a quality or great repair and service facility before you need one, which is extremely important. But we're here to talk to you about anything automotive related. Give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362, 1-800-760-5362. This is Auto Talk Radio, and we appreciate you joining in. So we talked about checking out AAA. This is a great thing to do, for sure. And AAA, once again, covers all five categories of making sure that the facilities are certified, qualified, doing what they're supposed to, you know, technicians are certified and all those things. Things that nobody else in the industry does when it comes to auto repair in California, plain and simple. Nobody monitors it or measures it or keeps an eye on it and holds repair facilities to this high of standard. Once again, San Diego, you can pay your $200 and get a BAR license as long as they've never filed anything against you. You pay your $200, you get a BAR license, you can hang up your shingle and you can start working on cars, and yikes, you don't really need to know anything about cars, to be honest with you.
So I could open up?
You could. You could.
Ooh, that's
scary. You could pretend like you know how to fix cars.
That is scary.
It's very scary. I mean, think about that, you know. So it's imperative that you're taking your vehicle to somebody that has your best interest, your vehicle's best interest, and your family's best interest when it comes to auto repair on those, on your vehicle. So safety is of the highest importance, along with, you know, being advised and informed properly. Like you said, you know, everybody does at the West Automotive Group on really what's going on with your vehicle and your options and choices. Because sometimes there are options, you know. We get vehicles sometimes and we'll make sometimes we'll make decisions on things to help you out. Like, put on mileage vehicle. I was just talking with Jessica the other day about a person's vehicle, and I believe it was a Nissan, and it had an engine failure. And I said, well, she says, boy, she says the remanufactured options are not cheap on this car. I said, did you check on a good used option? Because we can get often used engines that will come with a 12,000 mile warranty. And I got to be honest with you, if you can find a low mileage one, like 60,000, 70,000, 80,000 mile engine, cost-wise effective, sometimes that's better for the consumer. And it did. And it was like half the price.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, well, make sure and let them know about that. And that's a great option.
Yeah.
And we call that real world dynoed also. It was driving around. It was dyno tested. Anyway, so sometimes options like that are better. We're not real big, you know, on some other kind of used stuff, but it just, you know, just depends.
I guess it depends.
There is a place here and there for that. And sometimes we want to give you those options. And make sure that, you know, if it's a valid or viable option and we know that you'll get longevity out of it, then we'll recommend it. If we don't think you'll get longevity, then we're not going to recommend that, because it's just one of those things that we want to make sure you get the highest quality repair by the highest quality technicians and your vehicle's running right. You're sent down the road and you're a happy camper. Let's real quick grab Ari in San Diego before we have to take our break. Good morning, Ari. Good morning. Good morning, Ari. All right. Looks like we lost Ari. Anyway. All right, folks. We're going to have to take our break here real quick at the bottom of the hour. Give us a call. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. 1-800-760-5362. Anything automotive related. Trouble getting that out. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. 1-800, I've had too much coffee. I think that's probably my tongue's moving faster than 1-800-760-5362. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. All right, folks. Great lead-in music. Thanks, Justin. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowers. Talking in the house with me is Miss Michelle.
Good morning, San Diego. I've always wanted to say that.
Well, there you go.
Ta-da!
You got it done. You should say everybody else out there, because there's a lot of people from all over that listen.
Oh, that's true.
It's on the internet.
Good morning, America? No. Somebody else has that tagline, right?
No, that'd be Good Morning, Vietnam.
Oh.
From the
Robin Williams.
And I don't know if anybody in Vietnam's listening, but if you are.
I don't know. Good morning.
Good morning. It's not morning there right now.
Afternoonish. I don't know. Yes. Where's my clock?
End of the day. All good. All right, folks. We're having too much fun here. Thanks for joining us here at Auto Talk Radio this morning on the last day of November.
Holy smokes, this year flew by.
Oh, by the way, real quick, if you need something to do tonight and you want to go to a cool black tie event, the Teddy Ball is going on tonight. And no, it has nothing to do with a teddy, except for teddy bears. So here's the deal. You can go to theteddyball.com. You can use West Auto as a promo, and you can get a discount on tickets if you want to come this evening. It is at the Hyatt. And all you have to do is buy a ticket and bring a teddy bear to donate. All the teddy bears, all the money, it's a silent auction. Everything for this tonight is to go to help kids. So it's all about raising money for kids that need a little help here and there, and you know, don't the underfortunate. So that's what this is about. Several folks involved in this. Brent Wilsey, who's up next, Wilsey Asset Management. Nino, all these guys, Cruise for Kids, great stuff that they do throughout the year when it comes to helping children and charity-wise. So that's what this event's all about tonight. If you want to go, you got nothing to go on, you can break out your tux. You know, I'll be wearing mine.
So. You're so happy about this tux.
I love that tux. Anyway, so if you have nothing to do, or if maybe whatever you have to do you don't really want to do and you want to come do something a lot more cool, theteddyball.com. Check it out. Yep. Good stuff tonight. Anyway. All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us today at Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind you, the show is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. If you need an automotive related battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, make an appointment, or just give us a shout and get your vehicle in. We'll get it taken care of. If you need a battery for any other need, and they have batteries for everything, check them out at their storefront, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar, or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need, highest quality out there. All right, real quick, let's grab Mark in La Mesa. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting, my friend. Sorry about that.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, it was great. Thank you. How about you?
It was great. Great. Yeah. Lots of good friends and good food.
Great. Before I move on to my questions, I was just wondering, if someone wants to get into the SEMA show in Vegas, what do you have to do to get into that show?
You can't. You have to be part of the automotive field. At least you're supposed to be. I see people try to do all kinds of tricks all the time to do. That show is truly about all the new stuff that's come out, and it's for people that actually work in the automotive field, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so unfortunately, if you don't work in the automotive field, but if you know somebody that does, they can take you as a friend. So, that can be done that way. But yes, you have to be with somebody to get tickets to get into that works in the automotive field, because that's what that show's all about.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, my question is first about a general quick question about brakes. I've been doing brakes for a long time as a backyard mechanic, and I've noticed that factory pads and stuff appear to have grease on the friction points. But every recommendation from manufacturers, they include grease or recommend that you grease the friction points. What's your opinion on that?
Well, what it does when you do that, number one, is allows the pad to move a lot easier. So it's the graphite grease that you put little dabs on the back of the pad, obviously, where it's a good way to do it, for sure. You know, and then obviously all your sliding points of the caliper and all that, you want to make sure they're greased up properly. We tend to use high temp silicone for that, as far as that goes, but like the pins and things like that in the slides. So yeah,
right.
Yeah, doing a proper brake job and installing that stuff properly is imperative, and it does make the pads last longer, wear better, no less noise, things like that.
Oh, great! Thank you. Okay. Also, this morning I've got a 2003 Honda Odyssey, and for some reason, when we turn about a 45 degree angle left or right, and go over a few bumps, the horn kind of just goes off slightly. Do you know how to, or what's recommendations for tracking something like that down?
Most likely it's in the clock spring that's in the steering wheel. So there's probably a short in it, and that's what happens inside it. So the clock spring handles the turning of the contacts in there for the horn, the airbag, and all that stuff for the steering wheel. So it's all run through the clock spring. And usually when you start getting an issue like that, really what we do is typically pull that up and out and take a look to see, make sure there's no wire also that's chafed below that, that when you turn hard is kind of putting it on a tweak or something like that, causing it to ground. But a lot of times it's in the clock spring itself.
And is the clock spring towards the steering wheel, or is it more at the other end?
It's in the steering wheel.
Oh, okay.
It's right underneath the airbag.
So, okay.
And you need to be extremely careful, obviously, dealing with that. You don't want to start grounding the wrong things inside there. An airbag going off in your face could, well, it could kill you, to be honest with you. Your face is close enough to it, so... You want to be very careful with that stuff when you start messing around with it. But yeah, testing's going to have to all be done right there. And most likely it's right there in the steering wheel. It's probably the clock spring.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, I probably won't want to touch that myself, but I have to comment on Chris and Jessica. They're both great people in El Cajon.
Well, thank you for your comments. Thanks. They do an amazing job, and they really care about people, and that's what's important for sure.
Yeah. They sure do.
But I appreciate
Thank you
your comments.
Much.
Thanks, Mark. If we can help you out, let us know. Have a wonderful, safe week and enjoy the family.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Great questions. Good stuff there. You start dealing with airbag stuff, you want to be a little careful
that's
if you're
scary.
Not.
That's scary.
Don't start poking and grounding things in there. It could turn wrong really fast. So that's scary. Nothing like having a bomb going. So, when I was on the older CW and on Saturday mornings, we did everything live. Mm-hmm. I blew up some airbags in the back parking lot of the CW on the news.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
And I was with Lynn Stewart at that time. She was the news anchor. And I told her, I said, don't yell because I said, this is going to be loud. So when all you hear is when I blow the first one off, I'm all, what are you doing? I just said, don't do that. So
startling.
It's very startling, but it's kind of cool to do. We set up an area and I ran long wiring to them and set them off. It was a lot of fun. We put stuff on top of them, blew it up off the top of it. It was a lot of fun doing it. So all cool. All right, folks, give us a call 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. Let's grab Harry in San Diego. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning. Long time customer, and you guys are totally honest. I refer you all the time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments. We love taking care of people. What you got going on this morning?
Well, just a little concern. I'm about to have my car detailed, and they're offering to detail the engine. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if I should have any concerns about that.
Well,
I've heard people say stuff about not to do it.
Well, okay, there's a couple things you need to be careful of. We always recommend never detail or steam clean or pressure wash an engine that's hot because you can quench and damage sensors. The other thing you need to be careful about is you can get water into all kinds of spots. A lot of vehicles now have what we call recessed well spark plugs. In other words, they're down in a well. And if you fill those wells up with water, you can end up with issues. It will eventually dry out, but you can end up with misfires and all kinds of other things. We don't like to get water down in those. Most engines won't. So I guess the key to that is having somebody that's qualified to do so clean the engine and then be extremely careful about how they do it. And it must be when the engine's cold, et cetera, those kind of things. But typically, if you're having that done by somebody that's detailing the entire car, they're well aware not to do the motor when it's hot. So they start detailing all the rest of the car a couple hours in. Everything else is done. They finish up with the engine and then the outside usually.
Okay.
So, yeah, as long as it's somebody that knows what they're doing, it's fine. It's fine. We just caution folks about messing with a hot engine and spraying water all over it. It's not good for it.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, Harry. If we can help you out in any way, let us know. Have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
All right. You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care now. Bye-bye. So
I didn't even know that was a thing. Engine detailing.
Cleaning. Detailing.
I know what detailing means.
Is your engine dirty?
I'm sure.
Sure.
No, actually, they were just under the hood just recently in the Kia.
Oh, yes.
Where's my hamster suit, by the way?
It's coming.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll wear that thing and drive.
Heck yeah.
A hamster suit. Oh, my gosh. What she's talking about, folks, is we own a bunch of Kia Souls, and her fleet services vehicle is a Kia Soul. And so we threatened to make her wear a hamster suit while she's driving around like the Kia commercial. And she said she's down for it. So we'll see. We might just require that from here on out.
Be nice and warm.
That's probably. Yeah. How about in August?
No.
No. Don't want to be a furry hamster in August. No. No, definitely not. Definitely not. All right, folks, give us a call here. 1-800-760-KFMB. 1-800-760-5362. Is we're talking about anything automotive related, but we're also talking about how to find a quality auto repair facility. And we've been over some of this really good. One of the best options, like I said before, is check out the AAA site if you're new to an area. Make sure that the facility is AAA approved. If they are, they have jumped through a lot of hoops to get there. Just from there, kind of, if you know some folks that have gone to the facility, you may talk to them. Stop in and check the facility out before you need it. Have a cup of coffee. You can stop into any of our facilities and have a cup of coffee, chat with everybody. Just let them know, hey, I think I'm going to bring my vehicle in here. I want to stop in and talk to you guys and, see what your facility is about and how it looks and, things like that. And, boy, you know what? You can learn a lot of information that way. And that way you're familiar with the facility. You're familiar with the folks working at the facility. And you become like family then. And then when you need car repair, you call in and say, hey, this is Frank. I stopped by. You don't have to be Frank. You can be anybody you want.
Gary.
Could be Gary. You could be Gary if you want. You can't be Gary. That's me. That's my other Gary. That's the other person. Anyway, sorry. That's an inside joke. If you were involved during the radio show during that thing, you'll understand what we were talking about. But anyway, the point to this is that you're familiar. You're comfortable. And if something does go wrong or you need a facility to do quality work, you already have one picked out. And that's the number one thing. That we often talk about and making sure, because you don't want to be caught in a jam and have to make a bad decision alongside the road and the decision you make. And no offense, but I'll just leave that. Well, I was just going to say, there are some people that recommend places you got to be careful with. And the reason they recommend places is because somebody's been giving them money to recommend certain places.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, which if you're AAA approved is totally against the rules. So we don't do that. I've heard of unscrupulous people sometimes recommending places that pick a car up alongside the road. And the reason they do it, it has nothing to do with customer service, quality or repair, warranties or any of that. It has all to do with the $20 they get stuffed in their pocket for dropping the car off there.
Yikes.
So you got to be careful about that stuff. But give us a call, 1-800-760-KFMB, 1-800-760-5362. We're going to take our last break here real quick, and we'll be back to finish up the morning here on the last Saturday in November. Boy, we're winding down to 2019, aren't we? Going to be 2020 before you know it.
So quick.
1-800-760-KFMB. This is Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB. Be right back after these messages.
AM 760 KFMB.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock, and Michelle's been hanging out with me this morning. Almost afternoon now. We've been here so long. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, wait a minute.
It's not even 8 o'clock. It's rolling down now. Rolling down. All right, folks, you can give us a call here real quick at 1-800-760-5362 if you want to speak to us automotive-wise. But otherwise, we'll be wrapping down the... Yeah, we got like 3 or 4 minutes left. Here. We appreciate
time for one more call.
Oh yeah, absolutely. All right, let's grab John in Fallbrook then. He's got a diesel motorhome question. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I hope you guys are all doing well. I had a couple comments and a question.
Sure.
One of my comments is about your AAA approved.
Yes, sir.
If you're traveling around the country and you have a breakdown and they have to tow you, mm-hmm. They're going to ask you where you want to go. As you would probably suggest, ask them to take you to a AAA approved facility, because that way you have some idea of their competency.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that one.
And the next comment is, I want to let the people listening know that you work on the drivetrain portions of motorhomes.
Oh, yes, sir. That's a great point. Thank you.
Because you've done some good work for mine. And the last question, if I had a diesel motor home, would you repair it and maintain it?
Yes, we work on those too. Now, and a good point is, up in Escondido, we do a lot of motorhome chassis work, which is everything from brakes to the engines to that. The only thing we don't do is the inside of the motorhomes. We don't like the refrigerators and that kind of stuff. We don't deal with that, which is what you're saying. I'm just making that clear to folks. Usually we recommend folks over to somebody like Sunrise RV or something like that for that kind of stuff. But yes,
And to get a good quality RV automotive repair or drivetrain repair is tough.
It is.
The people that do the body work, they're not always as capable as you would hope to do the other parts. That's
correct.
Why I wanted to make that comment.
Correct. And there's a couple motorhome places we work closely with because they don't do the check engine lights or the engine drivability or the suspension or brake stuff. They more concentrate on like the refrigerators and issues that go wrong inside the AC on the roof of the thing, those kind of things. So you are 100%
generators and that kind of stuff.
Correct. Right? Yes, sir. You got it, John. For sure.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. I just thought I want to promote your business a little bit because I like working with you.
Well, thank you so much. And we do appreciate your comments. And we hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend and look forward to seeing you next time.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Take care, John. Bye-bye. So great points. One of the things, you know, and I don't always, sometimes I forget, like, you think everybody knows everything about what you do. I mean, a lot of us, and think about it, seriously. But one of the great points that I often make is that, or like try to make is different things about our company, like the West Automotive, the fact that we do work on motorhome chassis stuff, things like that. So you think you have an issue and it's vehicle related, call and see if it's something we can help you with for sure, because we do a lot of that. Anyway, we're here to take care of folks. Hey, we appreciate everybody joining us this morning. Auto Talk Radio is made amazing by everybody that chimes in and calls in and is part of the group. To all of our clients out there, we hope you had a wonderful, great Thanksgiving. To everybody else, I hope you had a wonderful, great Thanksgiving also. Just keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up for sure till, well, we'll be back in December, believe it or not. We're winding down 2019 as quick as you can say 2019. So anyway, that rolls off the tongue. Stay tuned. Brent Welsey and Chase are up next for the Smart Investing Show. These guys know what to do with your money. They'll be happy to help you. San Diego, be safe. Until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on 760 KFMB.
AM 760 KFMB.
Hi, it's Brian, the founder of the West Automotive Group and host of Auto Talk Radio and the Auto Man on the CW San Diego. We've been treating customers like an extended part of our family for over 20 years. Our philosophy is we never put money ahead of people. Making time to get your vehicle serviced and repaired is the last thing on your list. We make it easy since we know your time is valuable. Enjoy use of our free shuttle rides home and to work or a low-cost rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. West Automotive Group services and repairs your vehicle to manufacturer specifications, and we back our repairs with some of the longest nationwide warranties. Take advantage of our no-charge transmission CertiCare diagnosis at one of our four state-of-the-art facilities in Escondido, El Cajon, Kearney Mesa, and now Miramar UTC. For your ultimate automotive service experience, book an appointment now at westautomotivegroup.com. Experience the true meaning of satisfaction guaranteed. That's westautomotivegroup.com.
Here's a reminder. When you need to know, all you need to know is AM 760 KFMB San Diego. This